It's Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Craig Robinson with you, and I'm down at the Hackworth Park Run, and today's a very special event because it's the 500th, and I'm delighted to be joined by Diane Wood, who's not only the run director for today but one of the event directors. Good morning.
Good morning.
Quite a good turnout today. What's going on?
It's our 500th event. We actually started on the 9th of March 2013, where we had 72 runners. It's a 5 kilometre run through Hackworth Park. You can run it, you can walk it, you can jog it, or you can come along and volunteer.
And this morning's a very special event because it's the 500th time that you and a group of volunteers have gathered here.
Yes, it is. Can't quite believe we've done 500 events, but here we are.
So you're the run director today, so what does that mean in practice? What do you have to do?
We oversee the safety of the run and ensure that the results are published correctly.
And also, being an event director, I'm guessing that means another piece of work for you.
As event director, we have overall responsibility for the event, and we liaise with the run directors on a weekly basis and with headquarters as and when required.
Now, one of the things that is really nice about Hackworth Park Run is that at the end of the park run, there are some refreshments, and you usually man this particular room called the Hub.
Yes, I do. Because of my health, I don't stand very much, and so being able to operate the Hub is ideal for myself. But the atmosphere after the park run, when people come in there, have a cup, I have some cake, which the cakes are donated by your very own Craig Robinson and his please. Family.
Well, only because we like the cake and we have to test them in advance, Diane, that's the thing.
But yes, we do appreciate the cakes provided by the Robinsons.
Now, one of the special events that you've done on the 500th has introduced pacers, and that's not something that Hackworth have done before.
It was suggested that we hold a pacer event for this one, and it does seem to be going very well. So far, most of the pacers have come in within 30 seconds of their pace time. This helps other runners achieve PBs. You may have heard the bell ringing in the background, and that's when somebody's found out they've got a personal best for this course.
Diane, I wish you all the success for Hackworth Park Run in the future, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you. Your kind of music, Prince Bishop's
Hospital Radio. I'm joined by Shirley Quinn, who's the Shildon Mayor. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning there. It's absolutely a great honour to be here today. I've volunteered at the park run for quite some time now, but after a period of illness, I haven't been around, so I'm so grateful that I'm feeling well enough to join you today.
And it's really good that you were asked to cut the cake at the start.
I certainly was. An absolute honour. It's absolutely a great honour to welcome everybody from Shildon along to the park, our beautiful park that's maintained by the Town Council. But it's also really an absolute honour to welcome anybody that's travelled any distance to come and join us today on our 500th run.
And it is a beautiful park, isn't it? It's a great place to be, not just for runners, but for anybody.
It is. I mean, we offer, you know, from cradle to the grave, there's a facility for everybody that suits everybody. We've got our small play park area there. We've got gym equipment. We've got a skate park. We've got equipment for the older children. We've got park play that comes and it's free at a point of entry for people who just need to register. That's also on a Saturday morning. Park run here every Saturday morning as well, and just the beautiful surroundings. And we obviously we've got the statue at the top of Timothy Hackworth, our founder, cradle of the railway man. You know, it's just absolutely lovely. We've still got one of only a few of the bandstands as well still here in Shildon, in its original state. And obviously we've got a lovely fountain as well at the top. You must come along and just come along and enjoy what Shildon has to offer. And the amount of people that come walking the dogs in here, it is incredible. You know, everybody enjoying that fresh air and a lovely space to walk.
Well, thank you very much, Shirley, and it's brilliant news that you made it back for the 500th.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Even if I'd been, you know, in my sick bed, I would have been here. I'm sure I would have. So I'm just pleased you waited until I was feeling better.
Thanks very much. Shirley Quinn, Mayor of Shildon.
Thank you.
So Hackworth Parkrun wouldn't be a thing without the volunteers. And I'm delighted to be joined by Samantha Townsend, who's volunteering at the Parkrun. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what are you doing today as a volunteer?
I get to stand in a corner of the park and cheer people on as they go past me and encourage them not to give up. I'm a marshal.
Now, Hackworth Park, for those who don't know, has got a rather large hill in the middle. What was your position? You weren't at the top of the hill, were you?
No, I was at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, so that's a good place to be then.
Trick is to try and remember, because they've got to go around three times. The trick is to try and remember what lap they're on, so you can say, you've only got one more go on the hill.
Now, it must be pretty rewarding to be volunteer in your local park.
I love it. I love volunteering. I love seeing how the park comes alive on a Saturday morning, all the different types of runners that come through, the walkers, the people with kids. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much indeed, Samantha.
No problem, thank you.
Promoting health and well-being across South Durham.
Prince Bishop's Hospital.
I'm here at Hackworth Parkrun this morning, and Diane mentioned that we have paces this morning, and Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio's Julie Nisbet's turned up. Good morning.
Good morning, Craig.
You're a pacer then?
I was roped into being a pacer, and I was happy to do any time that was required, but I went for the 35 minutes this morning.
Now, one thing that I thought was really good is I saw you running with a gentleman, and it looks like you've got someone round a personal best.
Well, we were aiming for 35 minutes, so we had the 35-minute bib, and I was having a conversation with this gentleman, and his times this year had roughly been about 35, 36 minutes, and he was talking about pre-COVID, his times were about 31, 32, and he hadn't done anything close to that this year. So we looked around in the last 0.4 miles and realised there was nobody who seemed to be keeping with us in the 35-minute bracket. So we just decided to push and go for his PB this year. So he came over the line just less than the 33.30.
So what's it like being in a local park with, on the 500th event, the park is absolutely packed with people. People are all smiling. Wonderful weather.
It's a community feel. I think one thing about Parkrun is it's a community event. So there's about 150, 200 people here today, and you can guarantee about 70% of people know each other. So they come together regularly, part of the running community. Even those that aren't runners per se, who maybe come and walk and jog it, everybody knows each other. So there's a lot of encouragement. It's a lovely feel.
So you can do 34 minutes next week?
We could maybe get the gentleman round in a 33, get his PB even better.
Looks like you might be signing up for the next few weeks, Julie. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The downs that they take just to be free.